We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking Pottawatomie County Schools here this morning with our guests, USD 320 Superintendent Tim Winter at Wamego and USD 323 Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. We've been talking a lot here lately in the past month about COVID vaccines, and know a lot of the educators have been getting them, and wanted to just kind of get a progress report on how that's going. I guess, you know, Kevin's talked a lot. We'll start with Tim here. Tim, how's vaccine distribution going in your school district?
Well, we are about 2 weeks out from our second dose. We received the first dose, I believe, 2 weeks ago today, wasn't it, Kevin? 2 weeks ago today, we had in the upper gym at the high school, we had approximately 220 people go through the clinic. Around 210 of those were district employees, and then there were some leftover doses that we were able to distribute to those in the phase two group. It went very well. We started at noon, and for the most part, all of our staff were through before 5 o'clock, but then we had those final doses to get rid of. But, really appreciative of Governor Kelly and Department of Health for stepping in and assisting Pottawatomie County Schools with this effort. I know our county health department is working day and night to vaccinate as many as possible, but they're just shorthanded. And so Governor Kelly and KDHE made this happen and provided a National Guard troop to come in and administer the clinic. And they were fantastic to work with. It was really, really well organized. It was great in our event. We had lots of staff, of course, volunteer. A lot of the office staff volunteered to run the clinic, but we also had students who came in and helped the vaccinators. We have a health science pathway, and many of our students are CNAs, and so this was a good experience for them to come in and get some volunteer hours and see how that works. Our next vaccination is scheduled for March 26th, the Friday after spring break, and that's going to be a 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock clinic, again in the upper gym, and it is just for those second dose people that received the first dose the last time, and we'll come back with second doses on this day. We are not going to change our school schedule. In the first clinic, we weren't sure what we were gonna, you know, what this would look like, so we did let high school students out early so we could make sure we could handle the clinic and get it done efficiently. But we've made some adjustments, and it'll be a regular Friday schedule for all students in Wamego USD 320 that day. But again, it went very well. We had a few reactions, but minimal. And we're thankful that this clinic will be on a Friday, so that if there are any reactions or sore arms and headaches, they have the weekend to rest up.
Yeah, absolutely. Kevin, I bet more of the same for you, huh?
It is. We were actually just a day ahead of Tim. We were on our 2 week date was yesterday, and we had 171 vaccines given out, the majority to our staff and then some to our subs. And then, as Tim was saying, eligible groups to finish off the vaccine. I believe we had about nine from Flint Hills Christian School that we called over to vaccinate also. So our vaccination second shot is on March 25th. It's on a Thursday. It'll run to two to six, from two in the afternoon to six in the afternoon. Again, it is second doses only. There won't be any first round vaccines given at that time. And where we do have the Friday after, doing the research right now, trying to figure out what our probability is for having enough staff to have school that day. We are seriously considering having an in-service day on that Friday, knowing that we may have some staff that can't come in. And since many of our subs were also receiving the vaccine, we may not have subs to call. So I'm going to be making that call by Monday the 15th. I've communicated that through our weekly message out to our parents. So that'll be a swift message coming out here in the next few days on the call, whether to have or to not have school on the 26th. But again, like Tim said, a shout out to the governor, Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and the Air and Army National Guard. As Tim said, they were true professionals. They were organized. We just kind of had to follow what they told us to do, and things went very, very smoothly.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be a lot more optimism from where we're at now versus a year ago when you were getting ready for spring break and things were so grim. Kevin and I were talking before the show started. You know, you're really kind of starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel here with the COVID-19, it seems like.
You know, sorry, Tim, I didn't mean to butt in there.
You're fine.
We hosted a first round of state basketball last night, and Keisha allowed us to have 50% capacity. So each group, Rock Creek is home and Royal Valley is visitors, had 450 tickets that they could hand out or vouchers for tickets. So we had a little over 900 people when you consider we had players, officials, so on and so forth also. It was really nice to see people together again. Granted, everyone was masked up, but it was just nice to feel that sense of almost normalcy. And, you know, I think that that made everybody feel good. There were a lot of smiles under the mask.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and activities are abundant right now here in the springtime. Tim, do you have any activities going on? I haven't really followed too closely on the sports end of things.
Well, we hosted Substate last week. Both our teams were one seeds, and the girls did advance to state, and they played last night at Bishop Miege. Unfortunately, they ran into a buzzsaw in Bishop Miege, who was just a phenomenal power in all athletics. But so they ended their season last night in the first round of state. And as Kevin said, you know, we had large crowds last week for COVID, large COVID-sized crowds last week, and it was great to see students out there cheering on their teammates. And we really celebrated that week, and congrats to both teams. But, you know, a few quick shout-outs for other student groups and things. Hopefully we got some time here. But Laura Fales and the Food Service Department was recognized earlier in the spring by the Wamego Chamber of Commerce, and they received an Impact Award just for their service this past year, serving lunches every day since this whole COVID thing started. They've served five meals, breakfast and lunch meals every day of the week from that point through the summer, and still now they're offering lunches at multiple sites, and that will continue this summer. We recognize Kirsty Miller, who was she was the golf coach of the year, all classes. I learned that they only recognize one. There's in the other sports, they usually recognize one for each class. But Kirsty Miller, her girls team finished runner up in the state tournament or state event this fall. And she was recognized as the coach of the year. And then finally, we recognized our state qualifying wrestlers. Shout out to Hayden Oviatt, who finished third at the meet last weekend. And one final thing, Adam Toplith, who's a social science teacher at the middle school, takes a group of students to the We the People competition at K-State every year. Of course, this year it was done remotely, but they are now two-time and consecutive state champs in that middle school division of We the People. So congratulations to Adam and all of his students. Do I have time to say the students' names, Brandon?
Yeah, you've got a couple minutes still.
A little bit of a list. Seventh and eighth graders, but shout out to David Benson, Ella Goodman, Sam Hazlett, Katie Shea, Luke Olson, Shelby Coleman, Alexis Fulmer, Mario Garcia, Molly Zago, Maddox Toplith, Tony Shea, Taylor Umscheid, Nora Bossi, Sarai Pittenger, Amelia Wilkerson, Piper Clark, and Gemma Holden. Congratulations to all those students on it. Again, now they are two-time state champions.
I know Kevin's got some student recognition, too, he wants to pass along.
I do have it. Our board meeting Monday night, we recognized some students. And first of all, Gracie Shattig was recognized as a KMEA All-State 1-2-3-4-A band honoree. And then All-State Mixed Choir included Paige Dalton, Keith Hancock, and Colton Montenegro. We have a Kansas Governor Scholar in Keith Hancock. And then we also recognized our state two-speaker debate from actually last semester. Emma Castleman and Jackson Teher were third overall in state for debate. So I want to congratulate those. And then also want to recognize our Rock Creek boys basketball team who won their first round of state last night. We were fortunate to be able to host that at home. Again, had a great crowd. The boys played extremely well, and looking forward to them making the trip to Hutch on Friday and hopefully win that one and play again on Saturday. It's a modified format this year where there are just the two dates down in Hutch. But good luck to Coach Johnson and his team as they look to bring back some hardware.
Well, track and field and stuff like that will be starting pretty soon.
Actually, we are in our second week of baseball, softball, and high school track practice, and we began middle school track practice this last Monday. So, yeah, we've got a lot of activities going on, and honestly, I can't remember. This is my 31st year in education. Time flies. I don't remember a nicer spring to start spring sports than what we had beginning last Monday, especially after the weather we'd had the week prior with the sub-zero temps.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's certainly an exciting time here for the schools, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys both again here in about a month. And at that point, we're just about wrapping up the school year. Kevin, Tim, thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a great spring break, everyone.
You bet. We'll talk with our guest from Meadowlark up next here on In Focus.